Time to read the Bible passage.
我们今天要读的经文在哈巴谷书三章十六十三节到十六节。请大家翻到圣经旧约部分小先知书。
So today's passage is the book of Habakkuk. This is chapter 3, verses 16 to 19. You can find it in your Bibles in the section titled Minor Prophets.
哈巴谷书三章十三到十六节，由我来念。十六到十九，由我来念。我听见耶和华的声音，身体战惊，嘴唇发颤，骨中朽烂。我在所立之处战惊，我只可安静等候灾难之日临到，犯禁之民上来。虽然无花果不发旺，葡萄树不结果，橄榄树也不效力，田地不出粮食，圈中绝了羊，棚内也没有牛。然而我要因耶和华欢心，因救我们的神喜乐。主耶和华是我的力量，他使我的脚快如母鹿的蹄，又使我稳行在高处。这歌叫灵长用丝弦的乐器。好，我们下面时间是信息时间，我们交给林牧师。
So we'd like to ask Pastor Lin now to come and give the message. Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们刚刚读了这段哈巴谷书。
So this passage that we just read from the book of Habakkuk.
它是在犹大王马拿西跟约西亚这个之间啊做先知。
He was a prophet at the end of the reign of Manasseh and the beginning of the reign of Josiah.
那么他的名字就是热烈的拥抱。
His name means warm embrace.
就表示说他是一个非常敬畏神的人。
And this indicates that he was a man who feared God.
雅各书四章八节说，你们亲近我，我就亲近你。我们亲近神，神就亲近我们。
In the Bible it says, if we draw near to God, God will draw near to us.
那么他奉差遣来受预言。
So he had been called by God to prophesy.
他的预言有两部分。
And there were two aspects to his prophecy.
一个是说犹大国他因为犯罪拜偶像，所以这个国家将被巴比伦来消灭。
So there were two aspects. One was that because of the sin and idolatry of Judah, God would judge them, and their country would cease to exist.
所以他有三次被俘虏，一个是605年主前啊，还有597、586年啊。
So there were three, on three occasions, the country of Judah, where Habakkuk prophesied, was taken into exile in 605 BC, 597 BC, and 586 BC.
可是巴比伦这个国家太猖狂，太残忍了，惩罚犹大过度，所以接着预言巴比伦也要灭亡。
Babylon was too cruel, too harsh in her punishment of Judah, and so Habakkuk also prophesied that God would punish Babylon and that that nation would be destroyed.
今年七月十九号有一个基督徒，他名叫做 Patricia Green 哈。
So back in July of 2015, a Christian by the name of Dr. Patricia Green.
他说，美国东岸从 North Dakota 到 New Hampshire。将有大海啸。
She prophesied or predicted that there would be a tsunami that would destroy much of the American East Coast.
但愿这不是真的。
No, we hope that that's not true.
这里我想我们要做的一件事说，先洁净我们的教会。
But our first priority is to cleanse our church.
我想牧师有一个责任，就是带领弟兄姐妹过圣洁的生活。
And the pastor has a responsibility, which is to lead the brothers and sisters to have a holy life.
我到很多的教会。
I've been to many different churches.
我都做一件事，说你们要诚实。
And I always tell them that you need to be honest.
不可欺骗上帝，不可欺骗美国政府。
You cannot deceive God or deceive the government.
你们知道我讲哪件事，我就不要再重复。
You know what I'm talking about, so I won't say it again.
我觉得我应该讲。
But I think I should still say.
我不应该怕得罪人而不敢讲。
I don't think I should be afraid of offending people and therefore not say that.
我讲是爱教会。
This is to protect the church.
我是爱弟兄姐妹。
And out of love for the brothers and sisters.
因为带领大家逃避上帝的审判。
We want to avoid. I want to help the brothers and sisters avoid God's judgment.
那么先知发这个预言呢，就是要大家认罪悔改。
And so the prophet spoke this prophecy because he wanted the people to confess and repent of their sins.
如果这样，耶路撒冷不会灭亡，犹大国也不会亡啊。
And if they did, then Jerusalem would be spared, and the nation of Judah would continue to exist.
神的百姓如果敬畏神啊。
So if the people of God fear God,
他都欢喜快乐地仰望神。
And they joyfully look to God.
上个礼拜讲平安归于神所喜悦的人啊。
And we spoke about this last week. You know, may that peace will be upon those who are pleasing to God.
你看看这个海啸。
And so if we look at this tsunami.
有一年这个海啸的时候，我们有一个弟兄，他说他开着车子，他的开着车子一小时是70 miles。
And so there was a brother who was driving his car about 70 miles per hour.
但是海啸的速度一小时是500 miles, 你根本逃不过。
But the tsunami moves at 500 miles per hour.
啊，有一对夫妇呢跑到这个楼上旅馆。
And so then a couple fled to this hotel.
但是呢，海啸比旅馆的这个还要高。
But the tsunami was higher than the hotel.
而且整个房子被切成一半，整个倒了。
And the whole thing was broken in two.
这是在东南亚啊。
And this was in Southeast Asia.
你看，整个就过来了啊。
And it just came across.
这在泰国跟印尼啊。
This was in Thailand and Indonesia.
你看哈，后来整个房子，你看，你50层楼，它比你更高，你看呢啊。
50 stories, but the wave is still taller.
这是日本。
And this was in Japan.
你看，船都跑到那个房子上面。
And there the boat is sitting on top of a building.
所以啊，我们真的是说那个人的预言，但他不是真的啊。
So we hope that this prophecy that this person made is not true.
我最近每天为美国祷告。
But I've been praying for America every day.
就是求上帝。赐给美国一个认罪悔改的灵。
That God would give this nation a spirit of repentance.
我想，无论是英语教会或华人，或者日本教会、韩国教会，要积极的传福音。
And so, whether it's the Chinese church in Indonesia or the Chinese church here in America, we should be preaching the gospel.
我们看先知为耶和华的声音啊战兢。
And so we see here that the prophet trembled at the voice of God.
他说：“我听见耶和华的声音。”
I heard the voice of the Lord.
身体战兢。
And I trembled.
哦，他的整个身体就发抖哈。
He was his whole body was shaking.
因为他认识神。
Because he knew the Lord.
不认识神的人，心中无神的人，他根本不会发抖。
But for those who don't know the Lord, who don't believe, they won't shake at all.
就是他心里面呢，对上帝产生一种恭敬跟害怕。
So, but in Habakkuk's heart, there was a deep reverence and fear.
这种人他会过一个认罪悔改圣洁的生活。
And this kind of person will lead a holy life of confessing and repenting of sin.
一个害怕神的人。
Person who fears the Lord.
他敬畏上帝。
He will reverence God.
而且他会对人很好。
And he will be good towards others.
他会用耶稣的心肠来对待。
He will use the heart of Christ to in how he relates to others.
腓立比书二章十五节说，他有好行为，好像明光照耀一样。
So in the book of Philippians chapter 2 verse 5, it says that you will shine like a light in this generation.
一个真正灵性很高的基督徒。
So a Christian who has a high level of spiritual maturity.
他不需要讲什么话。
This person doesn't need to say anything.
人家看到这个人,
when people see this person,
就肃然起敬,
then they feel they can see the level of character.
因为他把 上帝的话活出来了。
Because they are living out God's word.
那么先知看见神为以色列人行了大事。
So the prophet has seen God do great things for the nation of Israel.
就是心里就产生一种敬畏。
And this creates a deep heart of reverence and fear for the Lord.
我们刚刚看到那个海啸的图。
We just saw the picture of the tsunami.
我心里面对上帝就更恭敬，也更害怕。
And so when we see that, we feel a heart of deeper reverence and fear for God.
我千万不要去做得罪上帝的事情。
We don't want to offend the Lord.
好，所以我们这里可以看见，如果你认识神。经历神的人，这样的基督徒，他的生活是非常的敬虔的。
So when we know the Lord, when we experience the Lord, this type of Christian, their life will be deeply devout.
我想哦，这个我们每次去传福音
，whenever we go to share the gospel,
你要知道说，我为什么要热心的带领这个人到教会
？You have to know why is it that you want to, you know, be do as much as you can to bring this person to church.
我们今天上那个受洗班的课，第二课叫做罪。
And so today we had our baptism class, the second class, and we were talking about sin.
我们是带领一个人啊，脱离罪所对他的伤害跟对别人的伤害。
And to see how sin harms us and it also harms others through us.
我们要带领一个人啊，他将来灵魂不会永远灭亡。
We want to lead this person to Christ so that his soul will not be destroyed.
所以这是我们为什么一定要传福音的原因。
That's why we need to share the gospel.
他嘴真发抖啊。
His whole body was shaking.
讲话都讲不出来啊。
He couldn't even speak.
讲话在打结啊。
His tongue was tied.
为什么？他想到说，哇，我的国家快要灭亡了。
He was thinking, my country is about to be destroyed.
所以他说非常的害怕战兢。
To deep fear and trembling before the Lord.
他说这个是，这是非常的恐惧啊。
It's very deep.Even terror in his heart.
Oh, 很可惜，世界上有一种人，他呢有犯罪之后，他的良心麻痹，没有罪恶感。
But there are some people in this world who can sin and they have their conscience is already numbed.
我每天也为台湾祷告。
I pray for Taiwan every day.
也为中国祷告。
And I pray for China.
我为台湾祷告一件事情。
And I pray for Taiwan one thing.
就是这些政客。
That these politicians.
要有罪恶感
might have a sense of sin.
我告诉他们，有罪恶感的人，他是一个有价值的。
A person with a sense of sin, a sense of guilt, they're someone who actually has values.
因为台湾的选举常常买票。
Many times with Taiwanese elections, they actually sell votes.
很多年前我在牧会的时候。
Many years ago, when I was pastoring a church.
有人拿2000块给我。
Someone came and gave me wanted to give me $2,000.
师母一票，我一票。
To buy their votes, his vote and also his wife's vote.
叫投票给他。
So that he would give votes his vote to them.
我就跟他讲一句话。
But I said one thing to him.
我说我拿了你这2000块钱。
He said I won't take your $2,000.
那我这个人的人格只值2000块吗？
If I did, would signify that my character is only worth $2,000.
我拿了你2000块钱。
If I take your $2,000,
投票给你
and I vote for you,
那我请你来教会听到我讲道，你听得下去吗？
And you were to come to church and hear my preaching, would you actually take it seriously?
你一直会想这个林天成拿了我2000块。
You'll be thinking, hey, this Pastor Lin, he took $2,000 from me.
啊，你当选以后。你不是会贪更多的钱吗？
And then when you, if you were to actually get elected, wouldn't you want to basically steal even more money?
从此以后他再也不敢来找我。
And he never came to see me again.
因为他没有罪恶感。
But he had no sense of sin.
所以这个诗篇14篇说，愚昧的人心里说，没有神，没有神。
So the Bible in the book of Psalms says that the fool, it says in his heart, there is no God.
啊，他骨中朽烂，就四肢无力啊。
So we hear, it says here that his decay crept into my bones and my legs trembled.
你有没有看过有人吓得那个腿啊发软，就没有力气走路？有没有？有啊。
Have you ever seen someone who's so scared that they don't even have the strength in their legs to walk?
因为听见神的审判和报应。
Because he heard God's judgment, God's retribution.
他吓得四肢无力啊。
And he was scared to the point of couldn't even move.
但是敬畏神的人不会这样害怕。
But those who fear God won't be fearful in that way.
行路很有力量。
They will walk with strength.
哎，我每一次从我们地下室上来，我都用跑的呢。
Every time I walk up from the basement, I actually run up those stairs.
然后有一个访问学者说。
And so a visiting scholar said to me,
Oh, 年轻的人
young man.
我转过头的时候
And I turned around, when I turned around,
Oh, 原来是老牧师
It's the old pastor.
我说你不要加那个老师了
Don't say old anymore.
感谢主，有神同在啊，走路都很有力量啊。
So with God's presence with us, we have lots of energy.
我们知道，现在这个忧郁症的病人很多。
We know that today there are many people who suffer from depression.
我们有一些弟兄，他是精神科的医师。
We know there are doctors who are psychologists or psychiatrists.
他有一阵子跟我合作。
And there was this type of a person once who worked together with me.
他说，我只能给你药，给你吃药。
He said, I can only give you medicine.
你来看医生是治标。
So when you come to see the doctor, it's really just curing symptoms.
但是你信耶稣是治本。
But when you believe in Jesus, then it's really curing the root.
你去找一个人，林天成牧师。
And so please go find Pastor Lin.
他是免费的。
And it's for free.
他还会请你喝咖啡。
And he'll also ask you to have a cup of coffee.
所以那个精神科医师啊，他治不好的病人，他就往我这里推。有一阵子，我的教会有四个忧郁症的病人。
So he would tell his patients to, you know, after he had treated them, to come and see Pastor Lin and come to church. And they had, at one point, had four people who had been suffering from depression who would come to the church.
只有我们的耶稣敢讲这样的话。
Only the Lord Jesus would dare to say this.
很劳苦担重的人可以到这里来。
All you who are weary and heavy laden can come here.
我就使你们得安息。
And I will give you rest.
这是我们为什么要传福音的地方。
That's why we want to preach the gospel.
他说，我在守立之处站定，我的步伐摇晃。
He said, I trembled where I stood, my steps staggered.
你有没有看过一个大人走路像那个小朋友？
Have you ever seen a grown man stumble like a toddler?
后面有听到我讲到的声音吗？可以哈，好，你看啊，那个。
So if a child is only say 10 months, you know, when they walk, it's with the, you know, going back and forth.
因为哈巴谷听到神的声音。
But Habakkuk, because he heard God's voice,
他的心跳大概到了80-90了。
His heart was beating really fast.
因为他看到了那个异象。
And he saw the vision.
上帝要毁灭犹大国的这个异象。
God is going to destroy the nation of Judah.
他会害怕是因为他认识神。
He was afraid because he knows God.
有的人不害怕是因为他不认识神。
But there's many who are not afraid because they don't know God.
你看索多玛、欧摩拉，上帝要毁灭那个城的时候。
Remember when God wanted to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah.
那个城里人还在饮酒作乐。
And there were many there in those places who were happy and having a party.
他们一点都不怕神。
But they weren't afraid of God at all.
所以一个真正认识神，他是惧怕神的。
But those who know the Lord will fear him.
所以他们另外有一个就是说，他们相信以色列的神会帮他们打胜仗。
But also Habakkuk believed that the God of Israel would help his people to win ultimate victory.
我们为什么要听道？
Why do we want to hear preaching?
要查经。
Why do we want to study the Bible?
因为你越认识经历神，你就越有信心。
Because the more you know the Lord and experience Him, the greater faith you will have.
你遇到困难的时候，你知道怎么去处理。
When you face difficulties, you'll know how to handle that.
你内心安息哈。
Your heart will be at rest.
你的 EQ 很高，对吧？
Your EQ will be very high.
你处理危机的能力很强。
So you'll have a very strong ability to handle crisis.
有一次，有个银行的董事长打一通电话给我。
Once this head of a bank or someone who was high up in a bank gave me a phone call.
他说，哎，我们要升一个人做副总经理。
We want to, he said, we want to promote someone to be a vice president.
他说林牧师，你有什么建议？
He said, Pastor Lin, do you have any suggestions?
当然我不能推荐我们教会的执事啊，这样会有点自私吧，对不对？
He said, I couldn't recommend a deacon from our church. That would be a little selfish.
我说哦，你要升一个危机处理能力很强，他遇到困难的时候，他临危不乱，他不害怕。
You need to find someone who has a really strong ability to handle crisis. So when you encounter difficulties, you won't be any fear.
这董事长告诉我，我知道了，应该是谁。
And then the head of the bank said, "Okay, I think I know who I should choose."
大概没有多久，就是我们这位弟兄啊，这位执事。
And then, you know, not long after that, it was exactly that person, that deacon in our church that I was thinking of.
他现在是台湾一家银行的总经理。
And so he is now the head of one of the banks in Taiwan.
大概他应该是龚天明，我们的同学。他现在是台湾一家富邦银行的总经理。
Oh, his name is 龚天明. He was actually a fellow student at seminary and is head of this particular bank in Taiwan.
他是我华神的同学。
He was my fellow student.
因为他有神。
And the reason he could handle crisis is because he knows God.
所以他危机处理能力很强。
He was able to handle crisis.
So we encourage 弟兄姐妹，你要去追求那个信心哈。
So we want to encourage brothers and sisters to pursue faith.
他说，主耶，我们来读来，主耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们禁止不肯。你看，是我们不肯啊，不是神不给我们啊。
So this is, God is promising us, he's telling us that our salvation lies in trusting him. And if we're willing, the problem isn't God being unwilling, it's are we willing to trust him? We know that Abraham prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah.
他的意思说，上帝，你可以不可以不要毁灭这两个城？
He said, oh God, can you please not destroy these cities?
他说，连个义人都没有。
But there was not even a single righteous person in them.
所以他只有回去安静的默然等候上帝对这两个城的审判。
So he had to go back and wait quietly for God's judgment to fall.
好，这里有讲到说，灾难之日临到荒尽之民上来。
So this verse here says that when the day of disaster comes, it will... for the day of calamity to come on the nation invading us. So this is when the nation of Babylon attacks Judah.
这什么意思？就说，啊，犹大他亡国了，受苦了。
So the nation of Judah is going to be punished and suffer.
现在临到加勒底人就是巴比伦。
But that same fate is going to ultimately overtake the Chaldeans, the Babylonians as well.
你看啊，主前605年他们攻打耶路撒冷。
And so we see that in 605 BC they attacked Jerusalem and took the city.
66年后就是 BC 539年。
But then 66 years later in 539 BC,
巴比伦王马代波斯
Then Babylon was destroyed by Medo-Persia.
当夜呢，加勒底王伯沙撒被杀。
And so that very evening, the king of Babylon, Belshazzar, was killed.
马代人大力王62岁的时候，就是现在的伊朗哈，取代了加勒底国。
And so Darius the Mede took over as king at the age of 62.
在但以理书五章二十五节。28节啊，有一个异象，这样的异象。
And here in the book of Daniel, chapter 5, verse 25, it describes this event.
那异象的第一个叫做 mini， mini 的意思呢，就是上帝已经数算你这个国家到什么时候结束。
And so there were three words that were written as part of this vision at that time, and the first was mini, which means God has numbered the days of your reign and brought it to an end.
那提克勒的意思就是说，为什么上帝要毁灭你这个国家？因为要显出你的亏欠。
And then the second word, tikal, means you have been weighed on the scales and found wanting.
啊，比勒斯就是你的国要昏劣，然后要你的国要归给米底亚人跟波斯人。
And the third word, Paris, means your kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians.
这个世界有一种国家它会灭亡。
So in this world, certain kingdoms will be destroyed.
啊，第一个是这个国家罪恶太重。
One type of nation that's going to be destroyed is if their sin is too grievous, egregious in God's sight.
你去读以西结书跟耶利米书。
And so if we see in the book of, for instance, Jeremiah,
凡是逼迫教会基督徒的，神都会审判这个国家。
That those nations that persecute the church, persecute Christians, will ultimately meet God's judgment.
苏联在1922年成立。
In 1922, the Soviet Union was established as a nation.
1991年亡国。
And in 1991, it was destroyed.
它亡国前一个月没有人知道。
And before it fell, no one predicted it.
前一个礼拜没有人知道。
A week before, no one predicted it.
在前五年，我天天为苏联祷告。
But for 5 years prior to that, I had been praying every day.
我祷告什么呢？
What did I pray?
主啊，让这个国家呢有宗教信仰自由。
And I was praying that God would give this nation religious freedom.
有言论、议论跟政治上的自由。
And that they would have political and press and religious freedom.
就像亚伯拉罕为索多玛、欧摩拉祷告一样。
Just like when Abraham prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah.
我从来没有说主啊，你要把苏联毁灭，没有。
But I never prayed that God would destroy the nation.
神不是不听我的祷告。
So God didn't hear my, well, he didn't hear my prayer.
因为上帝说这个国家时候已经到了。
But God had already decreed that the time had come for that government to be ended.
所以我们每天要为美国、为中国大陆、为台湾这些国家在上执政掌权的元首祷告。
So we need to remember, let's pray daily for the leaders of America, China, Taiwan.
好，我们来读来。
Let's read together.
为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔端正，平安无事地度日。我天天为2016年的美国总统祷告。
So I'm praying now daily for the President of America in 2016.
哪一个总统能带领美国人回到上帝那里？
That we might have a President who will lead the American people back towards God.
我就投给他。
And that we can vote for him.
哎，这个几年前我投给那个罗穆尼那个人没当选啊，那个是摩门教徒。
But the last person I voted for, who was a Mormon, didn't actually get elected.
我第一次投票。
When I voted for the first time.
啊，竟然那个人落选。
But he was not elected.
啊，在这里好，我们再来看一下哈。我们 来看一下说，因为耶和华使信靠他的人得胜。
Because the Lord gives victory to those who trust him.
但是因为巴比伦入侵以后，他是缺少粮食了。
So as a result of Babylon's invasion, the Israelite people will face a major shortage of food.
他说，虽然无花果树不发旺，就是不发芽。
He says, though the fig tree does not bud,
葡萄树不结果子，橄榄树也不效力。田地不出粮食。
And there are no grapes on the vines, though the olive crop fails, and the fields produce no food.
哦，不是因为天气不好不下雨。
It's not because the weather was bad or it didn't rain.
是因为巴比伦一进去的时候。
It's because when the Babylonians invaded the country,
把葡萄树砍了。
They cut down all of the vines.
把无花果树砍了。
They cut down all of the fig trees.
田地农人不能够耕田
and the people couldn't go out and plant in the fields.
因为他们砍这些树来做柴烧，所以就不能生产。
So the trees were all cut down as you know, so they could burn them or for use them for military purposes.
在那个时候，橄榄树啊可以用来我们做橄榄油，对不对？还可以做点灯用。
At that time, olive oil was used.For cooking, it was used for lighting lamps.
哦，对于姐妹呢，还可以保护皮肤啊，保养皮肤啊。
And especially for the ladies, it could protect the skin.
你回去试试看啊，买罐橄榄油摸摸看。
You can go home and try a little bit, rub a little bit of olive oil on your skin and see.
现在橄榄树不效力了。
But now the olive trees aren't producing.
那田地呢，不产粮食。
The earth is not producing any grain.
越南是世界上移民就是产稻米最多的国家。
So Vietnam is one of the major exporters of rice in the world.
但越南在越战的时候，它的稻米是不够的。
But at the time of the Vietnam War, they didn't have enough rice to feed themselves.
因为战争呢。
That's because of war.
所以那个稻田都荒废了。
Their rice paddies were all left fallow.
因为葡萄树不结果子，就没有葡萄汁啊。
And so because there were no grapes on the vine, then of course there was no wine.
也没有饮料。
So they had you know, very few beverages to drink.
在诗篇104:15这样子说哈。
And it says in the book of Psalms,
酒能悦人的心。
And this is in Psalms 104 that wine makes the heart happy.
油能润人的面哈。
And it also makes the face, the skin shine.
你知道我们姐妹都会买那个欧蕾对吧？每天擦脸，对不对
？So there are some sisters who like to buy Olay and you know, put that on the skin.
然后呢，他是说啊，这个粮食呢，能够使人的心怎么样，养人的心，因为有东西吃啊。
And that grain, it says too, that grain, it feeds the heart.
缺粮，缺水。失业，经济萧条。
So they lacked food, they lacked drink, they lacked work because the economy was bad.
这是现在人最害怕。
Which is what people today fear the most.
我天天为2015年的美国感谢神。
And so I'm daily thanking God for America.
第一，因为他能够瓦斯啊。美国本来进口瓦斯，现在瓦斯成为世界产量最多的国家。
That, I mean, it used to be that America imported a lot of energy, natural gas. Now they're one of the largest exporters.
美国本来是进口石油的国家。
And used to import a lot of oil.
现在因为页岩油，发现美国很可能成为世界产石油最多的国家。
But now, because of fracking, they're actually becoming a major oil exporter.
而且开始外销。
And starting to export that oil to different countries.
如果你86号 highway 你往一路开啊，往南开。
If you go south on Route 86,
你看路边开始有很多的工厂。
You'll see many factories along the side of the highway.
那些都是从中国大陆回来的。
And a lot of those are coming back from China.
因为很多的公司用到瓦斯成本很低。
And that's because the cost of these basic commodities is now much cheaper in America.
2015年，美国增加了600万人的就业。
And so in 2015,
我们要感谢上帝。
Many, many new jobs created in America.
我们来读这个啦。
I want to thank God for that.
主耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，灰鹰无饼，干渴，灰鹰无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。”所以各位弟兄姐妹，为什么会有饥饿？为什么有饥荒？就因为人不听神的话。
So the reason that people, you can see from this Bible verse, had drought and famine was because they weren't listening to God's word.
你知道美国有600万法拍屋哈。
America has 600,000 foreclosed homes.
你到 Detroit 去。
If you go to Detroit,
1,000块。可以买一个3,000 square feet 的房子。
For $1,000, you could buy a 3,000 square foot house.
可是你每一年可能要缴10,000多块的税。
But you have to pay $10,000 in property tax every year.
光是一个 Detroit 大概有50,000个空屋。
So even in Detroit, there are 50,000
空屋空的房子。
Oh, empty homes.
这个叫做僵尸屋、啊、 像僵尸一样。所以我们来看哈，这里看说，圈中的羊就死了哈，棚内也没有牛。
So we see here that there are no sheep in the pen and there are no oxen in the stall.
因为敌人来了，就把它宰。
Because when the enemy came, when the Babylonians invaded, they killed all the cattle.
所以说啊，OK，好，这里告诉我们说，耶和华的圣名啊，你们当敬畏他，因为敬畏他的一无所缺，但寻求耶和华的，什么好处都不缺。
So we see here in Psalm 34, verses 9 to 10, if we fear God, it says, Fear the Lord, you, his holy people, for those who fear him lack nothing. The lions may grow weak and hungry, but those who seek the Lord lack no good thing.
So we want to thank our God. And
so we want to thank our God.
Okay. Good. 因救我的神啊，欢喜快乐。
And so it says, I will be joyful in God my Savior.
然后我要因耶和华欢心，因救我的神喜乐。
Yet I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior.
啊，为什么这个哈巴谷在贫穷缺乏的时候，他竟然会那么多喜乐
？So why? How could Habakkuk, in the midst of this poverty and this deep lack, be joyful?
他没有沮丧，没有忧伤。没有灰心，没有放弃。
He was not depressed. He was not discouraged. He was not downcast. He did not give up.
他把自己，把他的国家交给上帝。
He put himself and he put his people, his nation into the hands of God.
所以我们一起来读这个来。
So let's read this together.
来，你要专心仰赖耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明。在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指引你的路。
So that's from the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 to 6. Do not lean on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge the Lord, and he will make your paths straight.
我们礼拜五晚上，中文查经班讲讨论一个题目，就是什么是神的旨意。
And so, in our Friday Bible study, we were talking about what is God's will.
这里跟你讲得很清楚
在
你一切所行的事上镇定他
In all of your ways acknowledge him
他必指引你的路
And he will make your paths
以免我们浪费很多不必要的时间
And you will avoid many unnecessary heartaches
我们深信相信如果一个基督徒他的灵命很深信心强烈
So if a Christian their spiritual life is deep and they have very strong faith
即使他遇到危机苦难走到尽头但是他会像哈巴谷因耶和华欢心因救我的神喜乐
So even if they encounter major difficulties yet they can still be like the prophet Habakkuk they can rejoice in the Lord and be joyful in God their Savior
这里救我的神另外一个翻译是说神我的救主
This God my Savior or the God who saves me
就这个字的原文跟耶稣那个在希伯来文是同一个字根
Note that save this word in Hebrew it's the same root actually as the name Jesus
虽然所预言的事情是恐怖害怕但因为耶稣同在那为我们开了一条路
So even when we face things that are terrifying but because Jesus is with us he can open a door for us
他供应我们随时的需要
He can provide for us at all times.
他做我们随时的帮助。
And he is our ever-present help.
我们来到主施恩宝座面前，我要蒙恩惠得连续做随时的帮助。
So we need to come before the throne of grace to seek help in our time of need.
所以我们在苦难中，我们没有害怕。
So we are not afraid in the midst of suffering and trial.
我们有意外的平安。
We have a peace that passes understanding.
我们有满足的喜乐。
And we have fullness of joy.
我们来看啊，啊，他是神，是他子民力量，稳行在高处。
So God enables His people to walk, to tread on the high places.
主耶和华是我的力量。
The Lord is my strength.
就是说，我遇到困难，我人生走到尽头了，但我不沮丧，不灰心，不放弃。
So, even when I encounter difficulty, I come to the end of myself, but I still don't become discouraged or depressed or give up.
我想信耶稣跟不信耶稣就差在那个力量。
And so, believing in Jesus or not believing in Jesus, one of the major differences is that strength in time of need.
我在软弱的时候，我有刚强的力量。
So, in the midst of weakness, we experience God's strength.
我不嫉妒，我不计算人的恶的力量。
I have the strength to not keep track of others' wrongs, to not be jealous of others.
我不发脾气的力量。
I have the strength to not lose my temper.
我有饶恕那个把我从二楼推下去要我死的那个人的力量。
I have the strength to forgive those who would try to push me to my death.
感谢主，神在我里面，我能够结圣灵果子的力量。
Thank God that He gives us the strength to actually bear the fruit of the Spirit.
尤其是他给我爱心的力量。
He gives me the strength to love.
给我常常喜乐的力量。
He gives me the strength to be joyful always.
所以耶和华是我的避难所。
He is my refuge.
好了，我们来读，来来。
Let's read.
我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但上帝是我心里的力量，又是我福分，直到永远。感谢主。他是我的力量，直到永远。
So he is my strength forever.
他这个哈巴谷说他使我的这句话什么意思
？So here Habakkuk says he makes me. What is that?
哈巴谷跟上帝连在一起。
And it shows us that Habakkuk and God, he is united with God.
也就是中国古代的祖先一直在讲了一个天人合一的这件事情。
And so in traditional Chinese culture, they talked about heaven and man united, but here we're seeing what that really means.
圣经告诉我们说，神借着圣灵住在我们里面。
That God, through the Holy Spirit, lives within us.
所以神在我们里面，我们在神里面，其实我们已经做到了中国古代祖先所做不到的天人合一。
So that God lives in us, and we live in God, so we're able to achieve that which in traditional China they talked about but couldn't achieve, that is heaven and man united.
所以我们跟哈巴谷一样，我们一生都有神同在。
And so we're like Habakkuk as Christians, we believe in God, that we have God present with us.
我们一生不缺少力量。
So in this entire life we do not lack strength.
这是一个基督徒他能够在一切事情上得胜有余的人。
That's why as Christians in everything we face we can be conquerors through Christ.
所以哈巴谷他不退后。
And so Habakkuk, he did not shrink back.
他不停下来。
He didn't stop.
他继续向前走。
But he kept going forward.
要执行上帝给他的使命。
To carry out the mission, the calling that God had given him.
就是带领以色列人悔改，回到上帝面前。
To call the people of Israel to repent and return to God.
我有一个 GPS.
I have a GPS.
有一次我到那个惠城去讲道。
And once I went to Philadelphia to preach.
那我住在纽约。
I was living in New York.
只要两小时。
It's only 2 hours away.
可那个 GPS 把我带到加拿大的边境，开了8小时。
But the GPS took him to Canada, almost 8 hours.
所以我从到那个这个加拿大边界再开回去，回到那里的时候已经半夜。
So by the time I had finally arrived at Philadelphia, it was already midnight.
但上帝是我们的属灵的 GPS.
But God is our spiritual GPS.
他绝对不会叫你多走八小时。
He will not lead us on a detour for 8 hours.
这个 GPS 是只有一个方向。
It has only one direction.
就带领我们到神那里。
It leads us back.God,
去朝见我们的神。
To see our God.
Okay, 我们一起来读来。
Let's read.
他们行啊，把这个他们改成我们好吧？来，我们行走，力上加力，个人到西安朝见神。各位，我们每天在走什么路？
So every day we are walking. What path are we walking?
就是到神那里的路。
The path towards God.
要使我隐行在高处。
And He leads me on the high places.
他原文是说践踏在背上。
And it says in the Hebrew that it's walking on the backs.
胜利者呢，就是将他的脚交在敌人身上，表示说我已经战胜对方了。
So it's the idea of the victor walking on the back of his enemy to express his conquering.
其实我们一生有很多的敌人。
And in this life, we have many enemies.
魔鬼是我们敌人。
Satan is our enemy.
我们的罪是我们敌人。
Our own sin is our enemy.
我们的软弱是我们敌人。
Our weaknesses are our enemies.
我们的困难是我们敌人。
Our difficulties are our enemies.
因为我们会忧愁。
We often feel worried.
但是上帝让我们胜过这一切困难。
But the Lord will help us overcome all of these.
我们胜过敌基督的那些异端。
We can overcome the heresies of the Antichrist.
所以我们从神那里而生。
So we are born of God.
所以约翰一书告诉我们说，我们就胜过这个世界。
And because of that, the book of 1 John tells us we can conquer, we can overcome the world.
所以我们就步步高升。
And so we step by step climb the heights.
必须信靠他的人得胜。
So those who depend on the Lord will experience victory.
好，我们来读这个来。
Let's
然而
read.
靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
So from the book of Romans, as we depend on the Lord, we are more than conquerors.
所以我常常跟弟兄姐妹说，
So I often say to the brothers and sisters,
基督徒是关关难过关关过。
Sorry, Christians are often
这个因为每一关很难过去，但是每一关都过去了。
Yeah.
So, 讲得太简单 no、同学三年白做了。
So for Christians, even though each test is difficult, but we overcome each one.
最后这一段说，这歌教育灵长用丝弦的乐器。
And so here at the very end of this passage, it says to give to the director of music on stringed instruments.
这就是我们今天的诗班指挥音乐总监。
And so this is the idea here.Is the director of music or the, you know, the conductor of the sacred music?
哎，我们教会音乐总监是谁啊？
Who is our
music director
here? 不会是他吧，对不对？
啊，是曹律师，对不对？啊，就是指挥诗班的嘛。好，丝弦的乐器就是包括丝弦乐器和是就是弦乐器的哈。
So and then you have the stringed instruments, including the 10-string lyre and the harp.
哈巴谷为什么写这首诗歌？
So why did Habakkuk?Write this hymn.
当然是上帝感动他写的。
The Lord, of course, moved him to write this.
这是一个祷告的诗歌。
It's a prayer hymn.
在国家面临危机苦难的时候。
As the nation faces crisis and disaster.
用在圣殿当作信心和信靠神的赞美诗。
But it is a hymn of praise to God and trust in God.
我们知道我们这本诗歌有很多赞美诗。
We know that there are many hymns of praise to God.
好了，弟兄姐妹来，我们来读这个来。我一生要赞美耶和华，我活着的时候要歌颂我的神。再一次来，我一生要赞美耶和华，我还活着的时候要歌颂我的神。
Psalm 146, I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live.
愿上帝的话祝福各位。
May the Lord's word bless each of us.
现在我们要领圣餐。
Let's now receive the communion.
请低头安静默祷。
Please bow your heads.
请我们弹125首。
Let's bow our heads in meditation.